growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Hi listeners, you're welcome to another episode of the Victorious Voices Network podcast. I am Victoria Inyoluwa, and thank you for tuning in to listen to this episode. In this episode, we'll be starting a series, an expository study on Matthew chapter 9 verse 17. Matthew chapter 9 verse 17. It says that neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. I'll read again. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottle break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. So that is what Matthew 9:17 says. And looking through that verse, and simply put, it is the focus of this will be just a charge for you to live your new life in Christ by the help of the Holy Spirit, departing from the Adamic nature, departing from the Adamic ways that has sins, that has the acts of the flesh embedded in it. Sometimes a lot of people will be like, well, I can continue to live my life. I've given my life to Christ, yes, and I know who God is, I know who Christ is, I understand the works of salvation, but I think I'll still continue to live my life the way I am. Since you said God knows who I am, God knows me the way I am, He understands me, He knows this is who I am. Yes, He knows this is who you are, but He wants you to live the life of Christ. He wants you to depart from that old ways, from that Adamic nature that has become a part of you before you met Christ. Sometimes those Adamic nature, they come and not as if they are living with you all the time, but they just show up once in a while. And maybe you were someone that used to get angry easily, and all of a sudden you just notice that it has come and it is manifesting itself in the new life that Christ has given you. It is up to you to go back to God and tell Him to help you, because that coming up is like an old wine that you are pouring into a new bottle. Your new bottle is the new life you have in Christ, and the old wine is your old ways. It's the life you had been living before. It's the life you had been living before you met Christ. But now that you have met Christ, you need to preserve your walk with Him. And that is by daily refreshing. It is not something that you do once in 2 weeks, not once in a month. It is good to have once in a month refreshing, once in 2 weeks refreshing, yes, but there is something that has to be done daily. There's that daily refreshing that needs to be done, studying of the word and prayer, studying of the word and prayer. Those are things we have emphasized in previous episodes. Preserve your walk with God, preserve your new wine in the new bottle by studying your word, studying the word of God and prayer. And to experience the new, to keep living in the new, it has to be established on a new life in Christ. Determined to be departed from your old ways. Determined to leave your old ways behind. And also be reminded that when you gave your life to Christ, your body is no longer your own. It has become the body of Christ. It has become the life of Christ. So allow Christ to just live in you. Allow Him to rule in your body. Allow Him to rule your life by the help of the Holy Spirit. Be reminded that your Adamic nature would, the devil is on the trail every day. He won't leave you. He would want you to still manifest that works of the flesh. He wants that old bottle to still be reflected. But when you allow Christ to take over, when you allow the Holy Spirit to take charge of your life, you would you would be able to enjoy that life of Christ, that freedom that comes with living the life of Christ. Because when you say you want to continue living your Adamic nature and continue to live like Christ, you either end up living like an hypocrite or you live on the fence. Living on the fence in the sense that you are neither here or there, and that has no reward. You are either a Christian or a non-Christian. You are either a believer or a non-believer. So, and that has no reward. But there's a reward when you live the life of Christ, when you digest the word of God every day, when you pray, when you renew your walk with God daily. Yeah, that is when you can be preserved, like the Bible first said. So in subsequent episodes, my co-anchor will be giving us, they will be shedding more light on that verse as the Holy Spirit grants them understanding. And I trust that the Lord will interpret His word into our hearts beyond what we can say or what we can explain to us here, in Jesus' name. Do well to share with your friends. Thank you and God bless you.